I'm Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers in Mesquite.
And James Smith of Dalworth Clean.
I'm Rob Weir with Shades of Green in Frisco.
And Fred Marshall of Advanced Foundation Repair.
You're listening to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Now, once again, here's Neil.
Thank you, everybody. Welcome back, our second hour for this beautiful Sunday morning, and we hope you're having a great one. We are here to talk about the plants at your place. I think we're going to have Steve Huddleston in just a moment. I don't see him on my call screener board, but hopefully he is calling through from the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. And we'd love to hear from you as well. We have only two calls ahead of you. If you'd like to call, it's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. And we are here every Sunday morning from 8 until 11. Hope we'll be a regular part of your Sunday morning gardening activities. Tell me again, Lee. All right, good deal. Let's join Steve Huddleston right now. I had a voice in my ear. That's why we wear headphones. And Steve Huddleston, senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
I'll bet it's a beautiful day at the Botanic Garden.
Well, it is, and there's just more color every week to talk about.
Well, do it.
Well, first of all, daffodils are really at their peak right now on the backside of the floral clock as you enter the main entrance. The cultivar there is Ice Follies. They always make a stunning show in the spring.
My favorite.
And welcome visitors to the garden.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Also striking at the main entrance are the crimson-colored seeds hanging on the Drummond red maples. I've talked about these maples before, but now they are utterly spectacular because the seeds look like large wing nuts. They hang in clusters along the bare branches of the trees and make quite a statement. This is when these trees are at their showiest. So those in combination with the daffodils make a very nice statement.
I took some photos of Drummond red maple seeds a year ago, right about now, and they are the cover of this January-February issue of my magazine. They are absolutely beautiful.
They are.
Yeah, they're reason enough to have it, and they form really quickly, don't they?
They do.
Yeah, they're beautiful. That's great. And, you know, I want to go back to the Ice Follies daffodil. Folks, if you are trying to find a daffodil that will repeat, Steve, when were those planted? Do you have any idea?
Oh, years ago.
Yeah, there you go. That's the answer. Nobody knows because they stay around and rebloom year after year, and they just get thicker and better. That's the kind of daffodil everybody should want. And they're large. It's not like they're little jonquils. They're nice big daffodils. So.
They are.
All right, your third plant you want to mention is one that is a northern plant, and this is, I won't say it's the edge of its southern boundary, but it's getting pretty close to it.
Well, and this is the saucer magnolia. I mentioned this last week, but now they are in peak bloom. The tree or shrub, it's a large shrub or a small tree, features white goblet-shaped flowers with purple on the undersides, very showy. Some of them have undersides that are more purple than others, but they're all very striking. We've got them in various places throughout the garden.
Folks, if you are interested in saucer magnolia, Magnolia solangiana, it's a deciduous magnolia, not to be confused with the evergreen southern magnolia with the big white flowers. If you want a saucer magnolia, you need to look in the nurseries right now. Odds are very good that you'll find them in good independent garden centers. Odds are very good that you will not find them later in the spring. They'll sell out. They'll sell out while they're in bloom. So shop early, and you'll find some improved varieties that have more of that purple color that Steve was talking about, that kind of maroon color. All right, and then one of the most fragrant of all the spring flowering trees.
And I know you like this one.
I do.
Mexican plum. The trees along University Drive are starting to bloom. Those in the interior of the garden have not started blooming, so that's interesting. But the tree is a small native tree. It might get 15, 20 feet tall or so. It blooms in the early spring. The dark, deeply fissured bark is very attractive and provides a nice contrast for the white blossoms, which are fragrant. And when the tree blooms, it just looks like a cloud. It's gorgeous. This is a tree that does well in full sun to partial shade. It can be used as an understory tree on the edge of the woods as we feature it along University Drive.
And it's well adapted. Folks, this is not so much for fruit, although you can make jams from the fruit. It's not a fresh eating plum. It is a native wild plum that makes a nice small tree. Steve, this is the week that traditionally when I owned my All Texas All Garden Show that the garden show would happen. And I remember many times going to the Arlington Convention Center as Bradford pears and other ornamental pears and Mexican plums were coming into bloom. And they were in full bloom as we would finish up there. And we're behind this year. And that's a good thing. That means that we still have plenty of time to do a lot of the things we need to get done. So, boy, there is a lot of color at the Botanic Garden. Good day to come out and stroll at 68 degrees and really enjoy the visit, isn't it?
It is.
How do they find you?
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive, across from Trinity Park.
All right, and that's just a couple miles west of downtown Fort Worth, beautiful downtown Fort Worth. And how do they find you online?
That address is fwbg.org.
And on the phone?
817-871-7686.
That's the information phone number, folks, if you'd like to call that to get 24-hour information. It's the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, the historic botanic garden for Texas. And this is my friend Steve Huddleston, who is the historic senior horticulturist.
Yes,
you're not quite
historic.
That old, are you, Steve?
I'm getting there.
I couldn't pass it up. All right. You take care, my friend. You're wonderful.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. That report sponsored by Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano. This is a place that is very special to us, as I will remind you in about a month, because that's where our daughter's life was saved almost 8 years ago. She had, very honestly, she had the flesh-eating bacterium, and it darn near got her. She was in a coma for 11 days, and they knew what to do. While we were there with her, we found out about the Baylor Scoliosis Center there at the same hospital. Scoliosis is a painful, disfiguring condition of the spine. Idiopathic scoliosis not only affects children and adolescents, but also adults. Baylor's Scoliosis Center in Plano is a nationally recognized program for the treatment of scoliosis. They specialize in advanced treatment for difficult scoliosis and spinal cases in adults and children. It is one of the largest scoliosis centers in America. The Baylor Scoliosis Center focuses on both the physical and the emotional effects of scoliosis. Treatments range from observation to bracing to rehabilitation to complex surgeries. Baylor's highly qualified scoliosis team will provide a comprehensive diagnosis of your curvature through a physical exam of the back and extensive testing, and then they'll determine which treatment options are right for you. The Baylor Scoliosis Center is on the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano Campus, northeast corner of Preston and the George Bush Turnpike. If you'd like more information, call the number toll-free 888-781-5558. 888-781-5558, online, thebaylorscoliosiscenter.com. And again, that number is 888-781-5558, thebaylorscoliosiscenter.com. Join me on Facebook, Neil Sperry, N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y. We had something very interesting happen this week. We passed 15,000 friends there on the Facebook page, now at 15,250, so it's grown very nicely. A nice community of people who understand and know gardening very well. And as I mentioned last hour, I posted a question yesterday that has become the top, the one most viewed of the 1,500 posts that I've made since I went on Facebook 37 months ago. And basically, I just asked people to tell us your favorite nursery and where it is and why you like it. And it really has gone over. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to a Denny in Dallas. Denny? Yeah, this is Neil. How can I help you?
Hi, Neil. I talked to you maybe a year ago about my liriope, and you suggested I send it off to Texas A&M to see what was causing the decline.
Mm-hmm.
And I did, and it was fungal crown rot.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had to remove virtually all of it. It's very difficult to control it. Now, I have one area I haven't replaced it, and it's basically a long, narrow berm that borders my circular driveway. And it's got crepe myrtle trees in it and a number of landscape boulders. We need some suggestions, if you have any, besides Asian jasmine, for what to replace, what to put in that area that might not require as much maintenance as Asian jasmine.
All right. And I'm getting an echo back. Now that sounds better. I need to ask you a couple questions. First of all, sun or shade?
It's sun.
All right. Liriope doesn't do too well in sun. That's a little surprising it even made it that long.
Well, my landscaper did that. So.
I would recommend, if you don't like Asian jasmine for one reason or another, I would recommend that you use purple winter creeper euonymus. I don't know what maintenance you're talking about with Asian jasmine. It is an extremely low maintenance ground cover, and I don't know that I can beat that one with anything else.
Really? Well, basically just the trimming of it as it grows. Since there's so many landscape rocks in there, it's going to be difficult to get in there and trim it. It'll
right.
grow over the rocks.
Well, and winter creeper will do the same thing. You're almost then locked into a trailing juniper, and the only one I really like to recommend is Tam juniper. It may be too tall. I don't know. It'll get 12 to 15 inches tall. You might consider Harbor Dwarf or one of the other Harbor Bell, one of the other dwarf Nandinas. Without seeing it, it's really hard to tell you. I have a purple winter creeper in settings where I do go in and trim it and keep it in place, even in narrow areas. And I've been very happy with it. I have to trim it two or three times a year, but it's worth it because it is so nice. It's purple right now, maroon color, just about to put up bright new green growth in the spring. But you might look at some of the other Asian jasmine varieties. There are some other pretty ones. I especially like an old one that was called longleaf jasmine or Nortex jasmine. I think it's longleaf is the name it's gone by now. But there are some that are kind of bizarre. I don't care for the highly variegated ones, but that one was really pretty. But it's going to have the same issues of Asian jasmine. I didn't know if it was the look you wanted to get away from or the, and then
no.
You tell me the maintenance. Any vine is going to try to climb. That's how they became ground covers. They cover the ground.
Sure. Is this purple winter creeper, is it deciduous or does it have
no it turns purple in the winter, kind of like Nandinas do. It's in no way anything like Nandina. It doesn't look like Nandinas, but it just has that winter color. You'll see it all over town right now. It's commonly used now. It's
okay.
Become quite popular. If it's not a big area, no, I don't like that next. I was going to suggest rosemary, but it's too tall, and I don't think it's what you want. I'm happy with my answers, and I quit.
Okay.
I resign.
All right.
Thanks for the call. All righty. Let me give you the phone number. Let's fill up those lines. We have Manuel and Joshua is the only person ahead of you right now. If you call now, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. That is a perfect example of what you would find on my poster of 100 best landscape plants for Texas. And down when you scroll down from trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers, the best ground covers for sun or shade, various heights, nice winter color, all of those would be in that purple winter creeper description. These are like books on a poster, each of these. There are four of them, and they're big charts is what they amount to in full color on heavy cardstock. They're $10 each plus $2 postage, but I can get you all four of them for $34 and $3 postage instead of $48. But it gets even better because the offer is basically centered around the fact that it's a magazine subscription, a $23.95 subscription to my magazine, and so you're getting it way beyond for free. It's really a deal too good to pass up, and we're not going to keep it on the air very much longer, so you need to call before 11 today to be sure you get these posters. 100 best landscape plants for Texas. That's the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers. 100 best annual flowers for Texas. It tells you where they grow best, sun or shade, how tall, how wide, when they bloom, what months are they in bloom, what colors. 120 best perennials for Texas, and the complete crepe myrtle variety list. All four of these posters, including a one-year subscription to my magazine, and all of that, a $71.95 value for $34 plus $3 postage. Satisfaction, of course, is guaranteed. You need to call before 11, 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-GROW. Call 800-752-4769.
Creative Water Gardens offers comprehensive installation and cleaning services for your water garden. With a full line of water garden supplies, pumps, filters, pond liners, and much more, Creative Water Gardens will help you create and maintain your own private oasis. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5, and closed on Sundays and Mondays. For more information, visit their website at creativewatergardens.net or call 972-271-1411. Creative Water Gardens is located at 2125 West Kingsley Road in Garland, just north of 635.
I'm proud of my longtime association with Rubel's Plants of Texas. Main store is at 601 South Pearl Expressway, also in Lakewood and on Lemon Avenue. 214-744-9100. On the web, rubels.com, RUIBALS.com. It's Rubel's Plants of Texas. And Sunburst Shutters, 214-343-2601. On the web, sunburstshutters.com. It's Sunburst Shutters.
Hi, I'm Lynn Sperry, a member of the McKinney ISD Board of Trustees. Substance abuse can hit any family. It's a disease that knows no boundaries. Serenity High in McKinney offers hope. It offers a chance at completing high school in a sober environment. We think it's the only public recovery high school in America. It's a small and nurturing school. It's self-paced and each program is tailored to the specific student. Serenity High in McKinney is for students who have completed drug and alcohol treatment and who have been advised not to go back to their old schools. Serenity High in McKinney is a part of the McKinney School District, but it's open to students from all partnering districts. For more information, go to serenityhigh.org or call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
One day at a time.
Thank you, Lynn, very, very much. I'm really proud of her. She has been the advocate for Serenity High in her time on the McKinney Independent School District Board. She is still on the board and still the advocate. She has a lot of programs for which she's the advocate, fine arts and other things. Really proud of her accomplishments. And we are really thrilled to help in any way we can with Serenity High. It is now the tenured recovery high school in the United States, and that's really special. 13 years old and counting, and some wonderful graduates. And we ran in, she happened to be with me at the optician's office the other day, and a very pretty girl, a beautiful smile, greeted us. I didn't have my glasses on, they were being adjusted. I didn't recognize her, and she came over and introduced herself and said, "I graduated from Serenity 5 years ago," and she is not only, she has two jobs, and one job and a full-time school occupation or obligation, and she's just radiating, beautiful girl. So that makes it worthwhile. It's really a great school. Let me tell you right now about North Haven Gardens. North Haven Gardens is at 7700 North Haven Road in North Dallas. It is a great place to shop. It's 9 acres in size. They've been there since 1951. And for all of that time, they have been known as the go-to place if you're looking for something a little off the beaten path. They bring new things to us. I'll bet half or two-thirds of the plants that have been introduced into the North Texas nursery trade have come through North Haven Gardens early in their careers. North Haven Gardens has tomato transplants in stock right now. If you're interested in some of the heirloom varieties and you have a tucked-away spot where you can protect them from frost, Green Zebra, Cherokee Purple, Better Boy, Early Girl, Super Sweet 100, that one will produce very well, Sun Sugar. They have Defiant, named for its defiance of disease, great flavor and medium size, that's a quart size tomato, Golden Mama, Gourmet Cook's Delight with its yellow fruit and mild sweet flavor, and Indigo Rose, Jet Black when ripe, with acidic flavor and high in anthocyanins, which are powerful antioxidants. They have all kinds of vegetables and herbs and all kinds of trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers, annuals and perennials, foliage plants, tools. They have quality tools. They have all seeds, all the bulbs, all the everything you could possibly want at North Haven Gardens. I was out there just a couple weeks ago. 7700 North Haven Road, open 7 days a week between Hillcrest and Central, 214-363-5316. And that's just inside LBJ Freeway in Northeast Dallas. North Haven Gardens, NHG.com. Let's go back to the phone lines now. We have Manuel and Joshua. Manuel, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How can I help you?
Well, I have an aloe vera that sprouted up what looks like a seed pod, just like the century plant does.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to know is, once it matures, what can I, is that the seed pod, can I, how do make it grow?
All right. I have a question for you that is kind of basic before I can answer your question. Has this bloomed? Have you seen flowers?
Flowers aren't mature yet. There's still little small spikes on it that are starting to open up.
All right. Leave it alone. The flowers are going to be a beautiful, soft orange color. Aloe vera will bloom when the plant is grown singly. It doesn't bloom as well when we let them clump up with a whole bunch of little side shoots. I have a collection of probably 100 different types of aloes, and I have several aloe veras. They're beautiful when they bloom. You may get a few seeds. They're grown from seeds occasionally, but normally I don't get any seeds on mine. It's probably because they're not being pollinated, and I don't go out of my way to do so. So, yeah. I wouldn't worry about whether you get seeds or not. I just enjoy the flowers. If you do get seeds, let them dry and then plant them, and you'll get something. I don't know that you'll get another aloe vera back. You'll get an aloe of some sort. It may be some kind of a hybrid. I don't know.
Okay.
But just enjoy the flowers. The flowers are the fun part of it all.
So, I imagine.
Yeah. Thank you, Manuel, very much for the call. Let me go to Bernard in Grandview. Bernard, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How can I help?
Neil, I have purchased, and in fact, I will plant this afternoon, three plum trees.
Okay.
One being Ozark Premier, one Bruce, and one Methily.
Oh, you picked the three good ones. Good for you. Perfect.
Thank you. Thank
Perfect.
You. Thank you. I had a little help named Neil.
Good. Sounds like my shopping list. That's good.
But I've got a crazy question. I want the trees to be more as trees than fruit.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to have some of both worlds, because I love the way the plum trees look, you know, when they're blooming and, you know, in the spring.
You will get both. I mean, if you have a plum tree, you're going to have plums if you have those varieties. So
I don't need to be doing a lot of trimming or anything?
Well, yeah, no, you do need to do a lot of trimming. I'm sorry, I misunderstood. I thought you were worried about the fact that they might grow as trees and not produce fruit.
No, just the opposite.
Okay. They're trees. They're definitely trees. And so as they grow, you want to remove the bottom branches that are right down close to the ground. The ideal plum tree, as it's pruned, and this begins at the time you plant them today, you want to prune them back to about 24 inches. And
really?
Do you, what do they look like now? Are they whips? Are they just single trunks?
Yes. No, they're in containers.
Right. And they just have one trunk each?
Yes, they're
perfect.
About,
that's perfect.
8 foot tall.
Perfect. All right. Cut them back to 22 to 26 inches, somewhere in that range. And that will force them to send out side branches. Forgive me. And because you're doing such a major cut on them and you have all of the roots intact, they're going to grow out very, very quickly. So from this point on, your goal is to establish three major branches going out 120 degrees apart so that they're equidistant around the trunk. And they will all be between 20 and 24, 26 inches from the ground line. You don't necessarily want them to be opposite one another. You don't want them to be exactly at the same level if you can get away from it, just because that adds to the strength of the tree when it has plums on it.
Okay.
Then that's going to encourage horizontal growth. Ideally, a properly pruned plum tree will be 10 or 11 feet tall and 16 or 17 feet wide, and it will be shaped like a big round cereal bowl. And that's why if you don't prune them, you're going to end up with a tree that is vastly wrong in shape. The plums will be too high to harvest. They won't get the proper amount of sunlight. They'll break the branches, just all kinds of reasons that you need to do what I described. And then every year you end up taking about probably one third of the growth off. Anything that's vertical comes off every winter.
Okay. All
right. Did I I don't know if
not what I wanted to hear, but that's fine.
Oh, it's what you need to hear, and believe me, 2 years from now you will say, wow, I am glad I called Neil.
Okay.
Because otherwise you'd be really sad with the way the plums would develop. But that's okay. What you do, keep them well watered, and they'll take off, and they're well, and they will make nice big trees, but to have a plum tree that produces properly, you have to encourage horizontal growth. They're not big round shade trees.
Okay. About what size will these get?
Well, they'll get 60. You control that with your pruning. They'll get 10 or 12 feet tall and 16, 18 feet wide.
No, the fruit itself.
I'm so sorry. I misunderstood. The fruit will be a golf ball size or so. Ozark Premier may be a little bit larger. But again, you control that by thinning them so that you have only one fruit every 6 or 7 inches.
Yes, I understand.
Yeah. On your way. You're going to enjoy those. Let me know when they're ripe. I'll come over and help you.
I will.
But not
will
until then.
No, because I'm going in with blackberries as well.
There you go. Have fun. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. All righty. His line is open right now, and I'll give you that number right after we get to our newscast. It is time to tell you about Advanced Foundation Repair. Leaders in the foundation repair industry. They've been my advertiser since 1995, and I put them through the ringer when I started because I don't know and didn't know the foundation repair industry that well, so I wanted to make sure that I knew my company. I couldn't go out and hire on with a foundation repair company for several reasons, one of them being that I don't know what they do exactly. But I have watched them work, and I've had them work at my home and my office, and they did impeccable work. People, when I called for their references that they gave me a list of 15 references, and as I called, people were so happy with the work that they had done. And a couple of things that have come up frequently in my discussions about and comments people have given me about my sponsors: Advanced Foundation Repair is very affordable compared to other companies. They are honest and telling you you don't have a foundation problem. Most of us don't know foundation problems when we see them. We think we do when we have cracks and doors that don't work and all that. Understand that, and that often is a foundation problem, but there are times that it isn't, and they will be totally upfront and honest with you. The price they quote you is what you'll pay, and then you get a guarantee of the work for the lifetime of the home. They were the first ever to do that. There are so many reasons that if you need foundation repair work, you need to call Advanced Foundation Repair. Call for the free home inspection now before you get into the summertime. That number is 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. It's on the web, foundationrepairs.com, plural. foundationrepairs.com, Advanced Foundation Repair. Time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. Once again, Jerry Overton.
Thank you, Neil. Sunny skies, 47 degrees at 9:30. Budget cuts not the only issue facing Washington. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic. In our Weather and Touch forecast, sunny, breezy, and warmer today. The high near 70. Chance of rain tonight after midnight with a low of 48. Thunderstorms likely tomorrow morning with a high of 50. And that could change into a chance of rain and snow mix tomorrow night. It's sunny, 45 at Fort Worth Meacham, 49 at Love Field, 47 at DFW Airport. Now the 24-hour on-time traffic watch from the ClassicChevrolet.com Traffic Center.
And the latest problem in North Dallas, 635 LBJ eastbound at Josie Lane. A collision blocks the two left lanes that was causing delays from Luna Road. And in downtown Fort Worth, a crash along I-35W southbound at I-30. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
The sweeping cuts to the federal budget scheduled to go into effect this Friday still showing no signs of agreement in Washington. It's a big problem, but George Stephanopoulos warns it's not the only challenge the government has to tackle.
This sequester is definitely going to kick in. The cuts are going to start to take place. The next big deadline is the end of March, March 27th, when the government runs out of money. So they're going to have to come up with some agreement to continue that as well. There's some hope that that might lead to some broader negotiations.
And Secretary of State John Kerry jumping right into the job, embarking today on a grueling 9-nation 10-day trip to Europe and the Middle East. Kerry says he's eager to discuss new ideas on how to end nearly 2 years of violence in Syria. And Syrian activists say rebel fighters have launched a fresh offensive on a government complex near the northern city of Aleppo. The complex includes a police academy and several small army outposts. Again, the high today near 70. It is 47 degrees. From the 24/7 newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. We're back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Rush. I was told that 24-year-old women are threatened by me.
On WBAP. 11 till 2.
I've known for a long time that when people talk about me being braggadocious or bombastic, what they're really saying is that I'm too sure of myself. So I try to dial it back. I try to sound less confident. I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull this off.
Rush. News Talk, 820 AM, 96.7 FM. WBAP.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry with our best poster offer ever. Get all four highly informative, full-color, 15x30-inch posters and a one-year subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Together, a $71 value, you pay only $34. Why, the posters alone normally would be $48. They're $10 each plus $2 postage. Four of them, $48. You pay $34 and you're getting the magazine subscription as well. You'll get the 100 best Texas landscape plants, the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers, 100 best Texas annual flowers, 120 best Texas perennials, all 120 crepe myrtles. Complete details on every plant. Each poster is like a book of its own. All four posters and the magazine subscription, only $34. It's more than a $71 value. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
I want to tell you right now about Dixon Brothers. You hear Mary travel, and as my announcer here, and a lady with a beautiful voice, she is one of the principals at Dixon Brothers. She and her husband own and operate the business. It is a second-generation business, and they've had it for 40 years in the family. They specialize in water garden, pond supply, anything touching water, and they're fabulous people. For 40 years, they've been working with water, providing quality water garden and koi pond supplies, swimming pool equipment and service, pumps, motors, pool chemicals, water well pumps and supplies. Well, spring weather is arriving. Bring a pool water sample to Dixon Brothers so they can test it for you. They'll make sure the water is healthy and algae-free and help get you back to blue. Dixon Brothers professional strength maintenance products are the best value in the Metroplex. Need a new pool sweep or repair of your old one? Does your pool motor sound funny or has it stopped working? Give Dixon Brothers a call at 972-288-7537. Their professional service department can fix or replace the motor and keep your pool going. If you attended our home landscape school in January, you met Mary and Kevin and Dixon Brothers and talked about landscape water features. Well, this is the time to get one started. I'm very grateful to Mary and her advertising and her being my announcer and all that they have meant to us through the years. Used to exhibit in my All Texas All Garden Show, and it was a delight always to see them, always smiling. Class act, wonderful store. And let me tell you, when they have 20,000 square feet, you put that up against any of the other companies that sell pool supplies, they have everything. The Metroplex authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Their phone number, 972-288-7537. They're open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. 972-288-7537. And they're at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite. That's one block north of historic downtown Mesquite. 204 North Galloway, and the phone number is 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers, D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
That phone number to call now, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227.
All right. Thank you, sir. In fact, if you will call that right now, you can get through. We have two calls ahead of you. We had a couple of other calls, and they dropped off during the very short newscast there. So, oh, well, let's go to Bill in Grapevine. Let me give you that number, 800-288-9227. Bill in Grapevine, this is Neil. Good morning. Hello,
Good
Bill.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Great. Hey, I have about a 4-foot, 30-foot length stand of fetinias that last summer died out, about 90% of them died out, and they serve as a screen from my back door neighbors, et cetera. And I'm looking for, I did have somebody look at it, and they said you can't put Fetinias back in because you've got some kind of fungus or something. So I'm looking for a replacement plant.
All right, and how tall do you want this plant to grow?
It'd have to be, my deck is about 2 feet tall, so I want to probably get at least 8 feet.
All right. The best 8-foot shrub, I actually did mention it earlier, and it would also work in your case. The best 8-foot shrub, I think, in my opinion, would be Oakland holly, like the city of Oakland, California, Oakland holly. It is an upright holly, and nice large green leaves. I use them as screening plants at my home when I want something in that height, and I've been very, very happy with Oakland holly. I'm about to buy some more for a couple of other places that I want them. Marinelle holly is also lovely. It is the mother of Oakland holly. It's Oakland is a seedling from Marinelle. If you want something with a smaller leaf, kind of a medium-sized leaf, size of your thumb, then you could use willow leaf holly, which is also called needlepoint. Those are the three hollies that I think would fit into that size range best. If you don't mind having something much wider, you could use standard abelia, glossy abelia. It will take it a while to get 8 feet tall, however, so I don't know that it's your best bet. Let me think about other 8-foot plants that I would recommend. Those, I'm just so beholden to those. Waxleaf ligustrum would get 8 feet tall. It could be used, the old-fashioned waxleaf ligustrum. I'm not a big fan of it because it can have winter damage here, but it certainly would be in that size range. I'd give A++ to the three hollies I mentioned. I would give B- to the next things that I would mention, whatever they would be.
I've been looking at hollies primarily and was researching the Marinelle recently.
Well, Marinelle is beautiful, and I have Marinelle at my home. I would start with one that size or, you know, that's 6 feet tall in a larger container, but Oakland is even better. It is an improved variety for a reason.
That's a pretty large one to buy typically. I haven't found any. Do you know of a grower locally I can go to?
You ask me, and I normally don't answer unless I'm asked. In that case, you'll see them at Covington's in Rowlett. I have bought a lot of large hollies from them. They have them in up to 40 and 50 and 100-gallon pots. That's not a problem. They have just about everything. But and that's the other side of the Metroplex or of the Dallas area for you. But I would think that anybody who is doing landscape contracting would also have the bigger hollies. I'm going to put you back on hold because my screener works at another nursery, and I don't know whether they would have them or not, but she might be able to help you in that respect. And she might know somebody. She lives not far from you, so she may have some recommendations on your side of town. Usually what you're looking for when you're looking for big landscape plants would be a nursery that has a wholesale retail basis to it so that they're selling to landscape contractors who have to have access to bigger plants.
Is a final question. Planting them now is okay?
Perfect. Not a problem. I'll tell you the problem with planting the large container hollies at any time. This is my favorite plant. Absolutely my favorite group of plants. I have 30 or more kinds of hollies at my home, but they have a fault, and that fault is that the growers produce them in a light sandy loam soil in southern Alabama and Florida and across the South. And when we bring them into our landscapes, all of their roots are in that very porous soil, so they dry out very quickly. Meanwhile, the soil a foot away in the yard, the soil that you have in your landscape, may be still wet, and the holly needs to be watered. And you look at that and say, well, what's going on here? That's wet. This is dry. I don't understand this. And the problem is all the roots are still in that original soil ball. So irrigating your lawn, your landscape in general, will not be sufficient for the first year or two. You're going to need to hand water the hollies. And where the wheels come off for people, Neil included, is that hollies don't wilt visibly, and so they can get too dry without your being aware of it. I have an Oakland holly that I have now nursed for about 4 extra years. It's beautiful, and I paid enough for it that I wanted a really special plant, and I was just hard-headed enough. I'm not going to take it out because I forgot to water it. I'm going to keep it there. I'm going to give it another chance. I'm going to give myself another chance. And finally now, it probably took 2 extra years. It looks good again. So that's the only thing. You have to hand water them. And if you do that, you can plant 52 weeks out of the year. That was a long windup to that pitch. Yes, it's a good time to plant.
All right. Thank you very much.
Happy shopping. You betcha. All right, let's go to Beverly in Frisco. Beverly, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Neil. Yes, I have a Sylvia that seems to be getting kind of gangly. It's a hot pink. It's on the northeast quarter of my garage, and the hummingbirds just love it, and I'd like to trim it down and so it's not so gangly and woody looking.
All right, and this is Salvia Gregi, do you think?
It's the kind of ones you see over at Costco in the parking lot.
All right.
Well, you know, little clumps of bushes, you know?
Yeah. Yes, it looks, I don't know if you know boxwood, but looks a little bit like a boxwood plant.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, that's Salvia Gregi, and they should be pruned in February each year by 50%, by half, just like we do rose bushes.
Okay.
And they should be pruned before they start growing. I have to confess, a couple weeks ago, I posted a photo on Facebook. I'd had dinner with my family at Cheddar's on Stacy Road in Allen. And theirs were in bloom on the south side.
Oh, wow.
Last night I was back there again, and they're in full bloom now, and so are the yarrows in full bloom. I thought, well, that is a microclimate because they're about a month ahead of mine.
But, right, because this is the northeast corner of the garage. So
well, trim them by half. You need to do that because they'll get very leggy otherwise, and even if you have to remove a few flowers, it's still very early in their season. Do it as soon, do it today. Today is your day.
And the butterfly bush?
Butterfly bush Budleia needs to be pruned very heavily, down to about 8 inches or so.
Okay, because that little devil we planted last year is going crazy.
Right. Well, it's it's not really a bush. If you're talking about Budleia, it's not really a bush. It's a tall perennial that does need to be trimmed back significantly. It is a bush, but it shouldn't be allowed to grow as
well. I heard they're illegal in Oregon. They're considered
I didn't know anything was illegal in Oregon. I'm sorry. I couldn't pass that up.
A takeover plant, you know, it's a type of a
takeover. No, I understand. I wasn't aware of that. Yeah. It's not a problem here. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a great day. Yeah. Bye-bye.
I love Oregon. I just don't think I want to live there now. So anyway, all right. Let's take our last break for this hour, and we'll come back to Bob and Buck and Jackie. And so Buck lives in University Park, and Jackie is in Log Cabin. So, anyway, that's kind of, I've never had a call from Log Cabin before. Let me tell you about our poster offer. I'm really, really proud of this offer because it's gone over so well, and I think people are realizing the value it represents. Here is what it is. It is your chance to get every one of our 4 posters. These are the posters that tell you the best of each category, and let me tell you what they are. Well, first of all, let me tell you about my magazine. My magazine is Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. It's as pretty as any of the national gardening magazines, but the benefit of it is it's written specifically for Texas. Every word of our magazine is written just for Texas. It's normally $23.95 for a 1-year subscription. Now, the deal that I'm about to give you is a $34 total value, total price. The value is much more than that. Value is $71.95. Listen to this. You get the magazine subscription, new or renewal. You also get these 4 posters, 100 Best Landscape Plants for Texas. This is a full-color, heavy cardstock poster. It's a big chart that tells you the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers for Texas landscaping. So when people ask me, Neil, what's the best 8-foot shrub for the sun, I would look right at the poster, and there it'll be for you. Save you that wait on the phone and give you my best information anyway. So there is that poster, Best Tree, Shrubs, Vines, and Ground Covers, the best landscape plants for Texas. Second poster, 100 Best Annual Flowers for Texas, 120 Best Perennials for Texas, and all of the crepe myrtle varieties, all 120 of them. Each poster is an exhaustive 15 by 30-inch detail-filled chart. Each poster is about equivalent to a small book on that topic. Now, to order them, and for all of that, posters normally $10 each plus $2 postage. That'd be $48. You're paying $34. You're getting all four posters. You're getting the magazine subscription, $3 for postage. Total cost $37. It's a $71.95 value. Call before 11. Call before we run out. We have two of the posters that we'll run out of, and we're not going to reprint them soon. So call 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Hi, I'm Joel. I'm a recovering addict. Before Serenity, my life at home was really difficult. I would always fight and argue with my dad. Every other day, my mom was crying. Sometimes I wouldn't be home for weeks, months. I realized that life was not only about using and that I could be a good person. I didn't go to rehab for just drugs. I went to rehab for attempted suicide. Recovery is two addicts or two alcoholics talking about how to get better. And that's what we have, is we have alcoholics and addicts talking about how to get better, what's made their lives better, and how they can help you. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-742-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
One day
I have done a lot of interviews of students at Serenity High in the 13 years that the school has been open. I am on the volunteer advisory board there. I am charged with fundraising for the school. There hasn't been a stronger advocate for why we have Serenity High than Joel. What a tremendous statement. Thank you, Joel. As I told Lee off air, you just want to hug them. What a great kid. And there are a lot of them. You heard Christian earlier. Same deal. They're just wonderful kids. They could be your kids. They could be my kids. This disease hit my family, and Serenity High would have been a perfect school. It's a wonderful place. Thank you. Let me tell you about Covington Nursery and Landscape right now. 18 acres in size. I've been talking about Oakland holly this morning, and as I mentioned, that's where I go to get my hollies. They have them. Let's talk about what they want me to talk about, then I'll do what I want to do after that. Sounds arrogant. Covington's is bringing in new shipments every week, so they have all the plants you want right there in one convenient location. Visit their 18-acre nursery, colorful flowers, fruit trees, berries, cool-season vegetables and herbs, more than 2,000 roses, including the Earthkind varieties. Covington's carries all the best shade trees for our area. They can deliver and plant them for you. An amazing array of Japanese maples, redbuds, crepe myrtles, other ornamental trees. Largest assortment of shrubs in all sizes, shapes, and colors imaginable. This is a great time to plant so that trees and shrubs can get acclimated before the summer. You can go to their website, to covingtonnursery.com. It's a double N in the middle of that, covingtonnursery.com. There's no S or apostrophe there. And they have a list of their inventory there. You can see all of what they have, including their half-price houses. You may find a given type of plant in two or three places on that list. It's a 28 or 30-page list, and it may be at different prices, so it'll be listed on different pages. It's just an awesome Nursery. I love these people. 30 years, my advertisers, and all that time, my dear, dear friends. Covington Nursery and Landscape, 40 years old, 5518 President George Bush Highway in Rowlett. They're right at the northeast corner of George Bush Highway and State Highway 66, Lakeview Parkway in Rowlett. Your GPS may not even show it yet. 5518 President George Bush Highway, 972-475-5888. Worth the drive from anywhere you can hear me. CovingtonNursery.com. Back to those old phone lines. Let's go to a Buck in University Park. Buck, good morning.
Morning, Neil. I've got about a 20-foot yellow pond. It got some damage in the blizzards a couple of winters ago, and we had the tree guys come out and take out the worst damaged limbs. And I'm noticing on some of the stubs and areas that remained, or on those limbs, their bark is beginning to in linear or down the side of the limb. It is decayed and rotted. And under that, I can see some insect damage.
All right. Then that part probably needs to be trimmed more.
Okay.
It sounds like when you have injury from ice or snow or something and breakage, and there was a lot of that 2 years ago with that ice storm that hung around for a while, you end up with some limbs that don't heal the way that you would expect them to. And so you have to do a secondary surgery to it to kind of clean that up. So I'll bet you need to have them back.
Okay.
Yeah, and they can reshape it, and now there's enough new growth on it that they can train that and get you a nicely shaped plant back again.
Sounds good.
All right. Appreciate your call very much. Thank you. Let me go to Jackie in Log Cabin in Henderson County. Jackie, I have about a minute. How can I help?
Good morning. God bless you, Neil.
Oh, God has blessed me. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I have several packets of bluebonnet seeds that I didn't put out during the summer.
Okay.
What I'm asking is, can I put them in the freezer for a month or so to make it think it's been in the ground for a couple months?
Well, they're not going to think they've been in the ground. What you need to do is just keep them in the refrigerator, not the freezer, until August, and then plant them in August. They'll be fine. They'll hold up quite well.
Oh, put them in the refrigerator in August?
Yeah. No, put them in the refrigerator now in a sandwich bag, and then take them out in August and plant them, or in early September.
Oh, okay.
That's the time they should be sprouting.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you,
Jackie. Tony and Jim, stay with me, and we'll get to you right after the top of the hour newscast here. I like both of your questions. I'll be happy to help you. Folks, give us a call, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227.